Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to look at the Holy Spirit under his beautiful title of the Sanctifier. The word to sanctify means to make holy. It comes from two Latin words. The word sanctus, remember that from the Mass? Sanctus, 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 meaning holy, holy, holy. And the verb facere, to make. So if you put those two words together, sanctus facere, you have the word to sanctify in English. And that means to make holy, because that tells us what the role of the Holy Spirit is. He makes us holy. The reason why we call him the Sanctifier, the reason why we give him this special task, or we understand that he carries out this work in a special way. He does it, by the way, with the Father and the Son. He doesn't do it just on his own. But in a special way, we give this work over to him. And the reason we do this is because in the life of the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Eternal Father and the Eternal Son love each other with such an infinite, perfect, complete love, that love is a divine person. That's the third divine person. That's who the Holy Spirit is. So we speak of the Holy Spirit as the bond of love between the Father and the Son. Now, if he is that bond of love in the life of the Trinity, all the work that is carried on in the world that is a work of love, we give to the Holy Spirit in a special way. And certainly, the work of sanctifying is a work of love. Now, how does the Holy Spirit sanctify us? Well, we could compare the Holy Spirit to an artist or even a sculptor. An artist has, for example, a canvas that they're going to work with, and they have to have the model or picture that they're going to reproduce onto the canvas. Well, the Holy Spirit is the artist, and the model that he follows, that he wants to reproduce, is Jesus. That's why the Holy Spirit keeps focusing us on Jesus, to know his life, to imitate him, to practice the virtues that Jesus practiced, to put into practice all the teachings of our blessed Lord. And then, in turn, what the Holy Spirit does is he, in a sense, puts the image of Christ into our minds and hearts. He gives us the mind of Christ, the attitude of Christ, and the heart of Christ, the love of Christ. And he does this through the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, the virtues, and also through his own seven gifts, sanctifying gifts. He's also like the sculptor, the same thing. He would be the sculptor, we would be the clay or the marble, and he would mold us again into that likeness of Christ. And, you know, he does this by, again, making us become like Jesus. Now, we could see the work of the Holy Spirit beautifully reflected in the Mass. You know, just before the consecration of the Mass, there's a prayer in which the priest extends his hands over the gifts of bread and wine that have been prepared in the offertory. And that moment, that gesture, is a calling down of the Holy Spirit at that moment to come down upon those gifts and make them holy. Let me read to you what he says, for example, in Eucharistic prayer number 2. When he extends his hands, the priest says, "Let your Holy Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we're asking the Holy Spirit to make those gifts holy. We're asking him to sanctify them. The same thing is in the third Eucharistic prayer. I'll just share those words that the priest says in that prayer to the Father. And he says, "And so, Father, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate this Eucharist." So the Holy Spirit, we're invoking to come down upon those gifts and change them into the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, the soul and divinity also. Now, in our lives, the Holy Spirit does the same work because, again, he is the sanctifier. But he does it in two different ways. Number one, what happens in the Mass, all in one instant, the words of consecration, happens only gradually in our lives, day by day. You know, St. John the Baptist said, "Jesus must become more and more. Jesus must increase. And I must become less and less. I must decrease." And so that's a process that goes on every single day of our lives. So we're not changed so completely into Christ all at once. Nor, by the way, do we become Christ. The bread and the wine are changed into the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus. And there's a second difference, and that is that in the Mass, the gifts of bread and wine are totally passive. They're acted upon by the Holy Spirit. They have no say in the matter. But for us to be sanctified, we must cooperate with the grace of God that the Holy Spirit is constantly giving us. His inspirations to do good, His inspiration to overcome sin and to resist temptation. See, as St. Augustine says, God made us without us, but He will not save us without us. So let us pray that the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, will enter more deeply into our lives and transform us every day more and more into the likeness of Christ, so that we can say with St. Paul, I live, no, not I, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. May the Lord give you His peace.
For more insights on this